Joining us now, she's done just about everything under the sun, and now she is a live TV golf analyst. Sarah Brown joins us. Welcome into the golf shop, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, there you go.
Welcome back. I mean, we were so excited to hear that the Symetra Tour, which we love here in Charlotte, even though we lost our event this year, had decided to, Mike Wan, again, trying to do new things and open up the game to new audiences, said, hey, let's test something out. We've got a Symetra Tour event in Florida. We're not sure. We've never really broadcast a Symetra event. So could we do it on Facebook Live? And they thought, well, we can only do it if we have Sarah Brown as part of the show.
That's the reason.
There's no other reason to tune in. I mean, I was locked in even for the weather delay just because I need some more no H in my life. So how did this come about for you and the others who were involved, Karen Stupples? And I mean, how did this happen? And walk us through how it came together.
Absolutely. They're a media guy, relations guy there at Metro, Brett Lasky, reached out to me a couple months ago and was like, hey, the Symetra Tour is wanting to do a broadcast of some sort. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, and we want to have an all-female cast. And I go, I'm in. And he goes, oh, I'm assuming you're asking me to do it. He's like, dying laughing. And he's like, no, but yes, we're definitely asking you to do it. He goes, I don't know all the logistics yet. We're trying to figure it out. And then he told me, the broadcast is going to be broadcast on Facebook Live, and we're going to have a production team, and there's going to be cameras on the back nine, and gave me the whole lowdown, and I said, absolutely, and it was I don't even know if I should say this, but, I did it for free, and it doesn't matter, not because the Magic Tour was like, hey, we're not going to pay you, because I literally... Mike, I love the Symetra Tour. I was out there for forever. These girls deserve it. And if I can help showcase their golf, I'm in. I wanted to help. And no matter where I go, can you just pay for me, my flight to get out there? They're like, yes. So, but I just wanted it to be such a big thing that people could see how spectacular. We know how spectacular the Symetra Tour is, and we know how tremendous the girls' golf games are. Not very many. I mean, we don't get any viewers. There's not we have TV cameras out there each week. And I think this is just a small step to what they can compare to the LPGA, what they can expect at that level in a smaller scale, of course. But there's a camera behind you. There's a camera on the tee box. There's a camera by the green. You're going to get interviewed if you do well. Those little things are also helpful when you take that next step to the LPGA. And I think that's why I wanted to showcase it for sure.
All right, so talk a little bit about logistics and, obviously this is live. So how did you have to prepare? I mean, obviously you've done a lot of things that have been recorded before. How did you have to prepare for something that's live and somebody yapping in your ear all the time?
Okay, so I will give the truthful, honest backstory. We had some hiccups. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you said you watched a leaderboard during the weather delay. Quite a bit.
Yes. That
the weather delay definitely hindered our production. So we saw hole 16 a lot, which looking at it now, you probably saw groups that you wouldn't have seen because we were trying to stick more towards the last three, four lead groups because those are the ones that kept changing a lot. But we were able to see other groups coming through hole 16 because when the weather came through, it knocked out all the other cameras. Mm. Uh-huh. So the only camera that we had for Facebook Live that didn't get shocked out or whatever happened to the cables was hole 16, so we could see 16 green and 17 tee box, which, again, maybe I'm biased because this is the first time this happened, but I thought it was still pretty cool. You were able to see golf. You were able to see shots coming into the green, putting, shots off the tee of 17. We totally wish we would have had 18 camera by the green coming in because, Christine Song was up there in the lead or in the clubhouse and she made birdie to get to 9 under and finish, So it would have been nice to have that. But again, it's a live production. Things happen and you just kind of got to roll with it. And at one point, we didn't really hear anybody in our earpieces. So it was kind of okay, we're watching what you're watching, and then we're commenting on it. Now, the good part is that Karen Stupples is unbelievable and so amazing at what she does that she is able to just pick right up and go with the flow as if she was standing there on the putting green with the girls. I mean, she was helping Amy, who Amy was the host. Amy Rangers is looking spectacular and amazing. And she was, you know, asking Karen, like, well, how's this putt break? Karen was looking at a yardage book that all the girls got on tour. She was looking at the yardage book and reading the putts as these girls were putting, which I just thought was amazing because I was like, okay, wait, give me a second. Is it going left or is it going right? I'm not sure. So hopefully Karen's got this one. But again, you've said it. It's innovative. It's something no one's ever done. It was something that the Symetra Tour, you know, they wanted to be the first one. They wanted to try it out. And for you guys not knowing all of that stuff that happened, I think it went pretty well. Like, again, the weather came in, which, jokingly, when I was on tour a long time ago, and still to this day, the girls jokingly call it the river to the LPGA because it rains every tournament. Like, without a doubt, there's going to be rain. We always used to say, if you had a drought in your city or your town, you should probably have a Symetra Tour event because we will bring you rain. Because that's just what happened. So it was perfect weather. It was a little cloudy, you know, and then this huge storm just popped up, which is also Florida. You know, that always happens right in Florida. But so the huge rain came, and we actually moved from our broadcast center was outside and we had to move it inside. So that's why we didn't start right on time at 4 o'clock, you know, because I mean, we had to get in safe coverage just like the golfers did. So the guys behind the scenes were busting their humps to try and get you everything that you saw. And I think, you know, I just wanted to hand clap them out here for doing everything that they did, because I mean, yeah, you're prepared for things, but as soon as it happens, like, it's, they're scrambling around to get everything done, and they did amazing job, too.
Well, we're talking to our good friend Sarah No H. Brown, who was involved in last weekend's broadcast on Facebook Live of the Symetra event down in Florida at Florida's Natural. And I'm curious, obviously, you guys had a lot of challenges. And again, they didn't show, I mean, you know, I had no idea that that was what was going on. And credit to the Symetra Tour and to the LPGA for, you know, getting Karen involved, getting you involved, people who'd been on camera, people who know the game, rather than trying this with, you know, like you say, their PR and media staff on the mics for the first time, which is how a lot of the post, you know, round interviews are done, that maybe aren't necessarily broadcasters per se. But with regard to the innovation of it, do you see this, now that you've lived it, and you've lived it probably at its worst, I mean, let's be honest,
yes.
Is this something that can happen? I mean, prior to the show tonight, we were talking about, you know, could this be an avenue for Division II college basketball that can't afford a broadcast team or whatever, and so parents and families and people around the country are interested in these small schools? Maybe we could broadcast more events on Facebook Live. Do you see it as a feasible option?
I think this is definitely the direction that smaller sporting events are going. It's still going to cost you money. You have to have a production company come in if you want cameras. I mean, it's not like we were walking around the golf course with
iPhone 7.
With
your phones,
right. You know, like, yeah, we're not holding up our phones for, you know, Facebook Live. It's not like that. But it definitely is a production. However, it's on a way smaller scale. And I think, like you talked about, basketball. I think that would be great because you could use, you know, 3 or 4 cameras. I think we had 6 set right up and a roving one with Bailey Mosier out there. So we had that, and that's a golf tournament. I mean, that's a big court you're playing on, and basketball is a much smaller scale than the golf course. So I think for that, it's definitely possible. And I just think about it now, like where everybody's going. Twitter used to be a huge thing, right? Now it's kind of like, eh. Okay, then Instagram pictures were great, but then now you have Instagram, you know, stories, and you have, you know, live stories on Instagram, and now you have Snapchat where it's like live videos, and now everybody wants to see a video of everything that's going on in people's lives and in sporting events, and it's just, I think it's going to be the new wave of the future, and I'm really glad that Symetra Tour hopefully is going to be, you know, the pioneer of that, because we really are the first ones that started with a production company, with an all-female cast, and we brought you live golf. Now, like you said, it was probably, it's the first time, there's some hiccups, you know, but for all intents and purposes, we did what we said we were going to do. We said we were going to talk about the golf course, about the Symetra Tour, about Florida's Naturals, all the sponsors that were in the tournament, and we brought you live golf, which I thought was awesome. I mean, we got a ton of good feedback. The other cool thing that I thought Facebook Live brings is more interactions with your fans. How many times can you say, yeah, you know, we're going to Facebook Live or we're going to show this, you know, live sporting event, but you can't really say anything. Now people can, like, write in on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live, you can make a comment to what's going on. So, hey, I would really like to see, I know someone wrote on there, like, I would really like to see Julia Roth. She's a rookie this year, and she just made two birdies. And, you know, so had we have had the capabilities of getting out to her with a camera, you know, that was up working, then maybe we could have, like, swung over to her and showed her. You know what I mean? So those are what I think Facebook Live is really cool, because it's something that's so different than just regular television production.
Where can this go? I mean, I'm assuming that there's a plan to do it again at some point. That's a big assumption on my part. But where can this go? Can it be, you know, that there's two people inside in the booth and there's another person maybe with a leaders group or two people out there with the ladies that are in contention? I mean, is there a possibility to make this more like a regular a coverage event, but on the Facebook platform?
Right. So honestly, if everything, you know, if all ducks had been in a row and the weather was perfect and everything had worked out for the way we wanted it to, that was our plan.
Okay.
So we had, you know, Amy Rogers was our host, then Karen Supples and I as the analyst, and then Bailey Mosher was out on the golf course. And the plan was to see, again, we had five or six cameras set up on the whole entire back nine. So once we had started, when we were supposed to start at 4 o'clock, the leaders should have been around hole 12 or 13. And when the rain delay happened, they were on hole 8. So by the time we got back and by the time they got to 13 and then all the cameras, you know, because of the thunder and lightning and whatever happened with the cables, we could only show hole 16. So there was no way for us to get out to all of these groups.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, we could have sent it out to Bailey and said, hey, Bailey, tell us what's going on every single hole. But there was no way to get her out there long enough to just show that. You know what I'm saying? And it was just one camera guy with her instead of like three or four hitting each hole. So I think the possibility of getting like a more, making it more like a real production is very possible. Again, had it have all worked out, that was our plan to start. But again, it was the first time, and that's what I kept saying. I go, Facebook Live is the best platform for this because we can literally say, hey, guys, this is Facebook Live. Like, we're not a television studio. This is real life. This is exactly what's happening. Like, you're seeing it while we're seeing it. So it's one of those things where we had some room for error, but you wouldn't have known it until I just told you right now. Like, you wouldn't know all the chaos that's going on behind the scenes, except for right now, because I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't, and again, it wasn't even like it was bad by any means. It's still, for what I think and what I've heard from people and reading comments and, you know, how happy Symetra Tour and the sponsors and LPGA are with this broadcast, people would think it went off without a hitch. There was nothing wrong with it. And that was the plan. And I think just the growth that can happen from what we've done, I think, and I'm with you, I'm assuming we're going to do some more because I am honestly telling you, I don't know if they're going to do any more. I hope they do, but if they do, I promise you I'll be there.
Excellent. Well, you know, you guys did a great job with what you were dealt, the cards that you
really
were dealt,
neat.
And I imagine it's all going to come down to sponsorship and money. So,
right.
Hey, as always, we appreciate having you on with us, and we look forward to talking with you more. We got to get you back on more.
I would love that.